Good morning.
Blog Talk Radio. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for joining me this morning here in the studios of LICICS Broadcasting Network. This deals with my coaching services. Today we're going to talk about releasing your greatness now for youth boys. Releasing your greatness now for youth boys. And our show today is Releasing Your Greatness Show. What is this show about? What it deals with? It deals with the greatness that is inside of you. It deals with greatness. It deals with untapped potential. The greatness that is in our boys. Some of them are rebellious, hard-headed, stiff-necked, won't listen, won't obey, but yet, still there is greatness buried inside of them. You don't necessarily have to wait till you are a man to release the greatness. There is greatness in the man. There is greatness in the woman. There is greatness in the teen male. There is greatness in the teen female. There is greatness in the youth boy. There's greatness in the youth girl. When you were a baby laying there in the hospital, there was greatness inside of you. You was born with greatness inside of you. We was created by a great God. Mankind was created by a great God, full of greatness. And in us he put greatness. Now to those that tap in, that swim the depths and the bowels of it, that learns and that train it and take that gift and enhance it and grow with it, then you see the releasing of the greatness. We're in a time now where our young people are being attacked, where it's very difficult. We really seeing something going on with our young teen males and even the females, but we also seeing something going on with the youth. The youth, man, the enemy wants the youth. They are the next generation. So we have to impact, we have to motivate, we have to inspire, we have to empower. Those of us that are adults now, I have 4 kids, so I understand the youth age, I understand the teenage, I understand the pre-adult teenage, because I'm dealing with all of that. I'm dealing with all, within the span of my 4 children, I'm dealing with any area we talk about, I've dealt with it. My son now is pushing 14, 15. I've watched how he's changed. I remember when he was just a youth. I remember when he was my little boy. But I was talking to him this morning. I was looking at how he wasn't really paying me no attention. And I said, boy, he done changed from that youth boy. Now he in that, going in that teen phase. But every phase brings its own challenge. This morning, as we begin to start here, releasing your greatness now for youth boys. Is there greatness in youth boys? Yes, it is. Is there greatness in them? Is there untapped potential hidden in our sons, our youth boys? Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Now, as we start, we're going to move real quick here. When we look at influence, where you find influence, you find the transferring of information. Informing. When I'm talking about the informing of youth boys, I'm talking about where they're getting their information from. Who is, you ask yourself this, who is or what is influencing your youth boy right now? What or who is the greatest influence that is informing your boy right now? I said, well, we'll say it like this. Who is or what is informing your boy, your youth boy right now? Where is the information coming from that is affecting his behavior, that is affecting the way he act, that is affecting what he do, that is affecting his decision? Where is Junior getting his information from? that has an effect on his behavior, on his character, on his personality, on his criteria of friends, on his motives, on his judgment, on his decision. Is Junior receiving positive influence or is he receiving negative influence? Both would have an impact on him, but both have different meanings. Positive influence pushes him forward. Negative influence can stagnate him, can cause him a lot of trouble, can get him in a lot of trouble. So as parents or mentors or coaches or whatever you are, who or what is informing the youth boy that you deal with or over that you guard, you're guardian of, or whether it is, I'm talking to a grandmama or grandpapa, I'm talking to a mother or father, or I'm talking to a brother or sister who's concerned about their baby brother. Who or what is influencing or informing the youth boy? Is there positive influence or information flowing that awakens him to the fact that there is greatness inside of him? Is that influence flowing? Is that information flowing? Has Junior ever heard this? Do Junior know that there's greatness inside of him? That buried in him, there's greatness that wants to be released. Who are the positive influences that are influencing Junior about the greatness that is inside of him and how not to waste his years and waste his life and throw away opportunities? And who or what is teaching him to tap in to the greatness that is inside of him? Or is Junior in a situation where all he hears is negativity all day long? Or is Junior in a situation where he's never told what he can do? He always told what he can't do, what he can't do, what he can't succeed at, what he can't do, where he can't go, what he can't do. He won't be able to do that. You ain't smart enough. You can't do it. You can't do it. Then that's a negative flow of information. And believe me, it has a dramatic effect on him. If he's not strong enough to overcome it, then he succeeds to it and he becomes the very thing that he heard. But we're here today to release positive information that Junior can be all he wants to be. That inside of Junior, there is greatness. I don't care if his glasses are thick, and I don't care if his hair nappy. Inside of Junior, there is greatness. I don't care if he look like he's a little isolated and he into gothic. Inside of Junior, with all of that mascara on and dressing in black and into gothic, inside of Junior is still greatness. Well, he wear tans hanging down. Coach, he pans me down, and he got these little twisted up things on his head, and I don't know, man. There is still greatness in Junior with his nappy head twisted all up and his pants hanging down, and his swag or whatever he's trying to do. You know, because me and you, we from a different generation. Like I said the last time, man, 10 loafers, pennies in it. We believe in putting our jeans in the cleaner, man. You can take them out the cleaner and they stand up by themselves. Oh, my God. But see, Junior ain't from that time. So Junior got his hair twisted all up and you know, it looked kind of rough and pants hanging all down. And, hey, but inside of him is still greatness. Don't forget that. He still got to be informed of the greatness. See, you have to be awakened to the greatness that is inside of you. You got to know it's there. If you don't know it's there and you don't know it's there and you are not awakened to it, then you can't explore it. You can't discover it. You can't swim the depths of it. You got to know it's there. So a father needs to be a positive influence. I know sometimes, I look at my son sometimes, and man, boy, I had some clippers, good God of mine. But I understand. And I got to still empower my son. I got to say, look, I'm taking you to the barbershop. I said, but look at here, man. There's greatness inside of you, man. I don't care. I don't know where you're at right now, but I'm starting you a line. Look, bro, there's greatness inside of you. Don't waste your time wondering. Listen to me. Tap into that greatness inside of you. See what that is inside of you and begin to train it. Begin to use it. And, man, become great in it. There is something inside of you that the world needs, you boy. Now, so as a father, as a mother, a teacher, a coach, or however you're dealing in this situation, look around and see, or research and see, pay attention to your children and see what is the information resource that comes to my child. Is my child getting positive information, or is this boy getting positive information that would help him go further, or is everything coming to him negative? Now, moving right along. So when we talked about who or what is informing the youth boy, is he getting the right information that will inspire and motivate him, that will cause him to search deep within himself for the hidden treasures of greatness? Or is he in a situation where he receives negativity all day long? Or when he gets home, it's negative. You never have nothing. And this is you. Because, you know, be stressed out, be busy. But if this is you and you're speaking negative things and you're always negative and you're always negative, then what are you feeding him? What are you releasing to your own child? Excuse me. You're releasing negativity. You're releasing negativity. If you, the one that leads and guides, the one that's supposed to be the ultimate motivator, ultimate inspirer. See, my son, I should be his most ultimate motivator, his most ultimate inspirer. I should be the one that sends more information to him than anybody. That's right, because see, I'm watching his future. I'm watching his path. So I should be the most influencer. So if I'm the one that deals with him more than anybody, and all I ever do is tell him what he ain't gonna be, boy, you ain't gonna never do that. Boy, you ain't gonna never be nothing. All you do is sit around here, boy, you ain't nothing. You ain't nothing, boy. Oh, it just ain't nothing. It's embarrassed me. It just embarrassed me. Make me feel bad. You tearing down your own son. You are not adding worth to him. You're scripting worth off of him. You are not motivating him and inspiring him. You are actually depowering. You know what I mean by depowering? You're taking his power away. You're taking his manhood away. You're making him codependent. You know, listen, you tell Junior that all his life, Junior begin to think he can't do nothing without you. If you tell Junior he ain't nothing and you tell him that all the time, now ladies, man, with his daddy, daddy didn't stay with you. Daddy left, daddy left you and Junior, or daddy went and got somebody else, and you mad with daddy, and you take it out on Junior, and you stunning Junior growth, stunning Junior productivity, stunning Junior ability to move forward, stunning Junior, because when you look at Junior, you see that daddy of his, and instead of treating Junior the right way, you treat him the wrong way. And when you're in that mood and you get in that fix and ain't nothing going right, and Junior come in, you start attacking Junior and tell him how he ain't worth nothing, he ain't gonna be nothing, you're just like your old low down daddy, you ain't gonna be nothing, you look like your daddy, you're gonna be like your daddy wasn't nothing, you ain't gonna be nothing. So get out of my face, boy, leave me alone, boy, move, go somewhere, leave me alone, boy, looking like your dad. I can't stand your dad, I can't stand you either. Time I look at you, I think about your daddy, boy. And you know what? You ain't going to be no good just like he ain't no good. You're tearing down your own child. You are not being the positive information resource he needs. You are not giving him, you should be his greatest encourager. You should be his greatest motivator. You should be his greatest information resource. Junior want to know something, he'll come to you, because you give Junior good resource. You give him good information. But when you talking to him like that and you making him feel like dirt and like he ain't worth nothing, Junior ain't coming to you. No, Junior don't want to know nothing from you, because Junior don't experience nothing but hurt and wounds from you. So Junior will go talk whoever shows Junior love, him and mama. If that's what you're doing, mama, if that gang down the street is showing Junior love, Junior would rather go talk to the gang members than to sit and listen to your abusive conversation. Now, educating. Who or what is educating your youth boy about the greatness that is inside of him? Who or what is educating? You should be the first person to educate him. The first time Junior heard the word greatness inside of him, it should have came out of your mouth, father or mother. You should be the first one to awaken your child to the fact, whether he tall or small, big or fat, short or stubby, you should be the first one to awaken your child to the fact that I see something great inside of you. I see something great inside of you, Junior. I don't know yet what you're going to be, but I see it. There is some greatness hid inside of you. And, son, you got to tap in. You got to tap into it. You got to explore it, man. There is some greatness there. And you might be good in more than one thing, but find out what you like, Junior, and then go for it, son. I got your back, man. Hey, if you, hey, find out what it is. Tap into that greatness. I see it there. You like to play the keyboard? You love music? Yeah, Dad, I just love, oh, man, I can just hear music. I just love it. It just does something. I just love it. Well, then, Junior, start, you want to take some piano lessons? And you should be the first one. You, parents, you should be the first one to invest in the greatness that you see in Junior. Because that also shows Junior that you're with him, that you believe in him. Isn't it funny that a boy runs down the football field? He's the star on the team. And he's running down the field. He catches the ball and he makes a touchdown. And as he's walking back, he's looking up in the stand. People are everywhere. People are everywhere. People are everywhere. And he's looking around and he's looking for his mother that told him she saw greatness inside of him. Out of all those people sitting there, he's looking for one person. He wants to see her face and show her some love because she inspired him. She motivated him. She believed in him. She was the first one to tell him, I see something great about you, baby. I see something great deep down inside of you. And when he made that touchdown and he threw the ball down, he said, this is for my mama. She believed in me. I'm doing. I didn't think I can do it, but I'm doing it. And I'm good at it. And my mama told me I would be good at it. Where's she at? I want to throw her love at her. Where's she at? Out of all those people in that stadium, people everywhere, all over the place, he's looking and he ain't looking but for one person. Who? The person that helped awake the greatness inside of him. If you want to be remembered and you want to be loved and adored by your children, or if you're a coach and you want your team, that team, and you want them and you really want to be powerful, motivate the greatness. Inspire the greatness. Mentor the greatness. Awaken them to the depths of the greatness. See, when you are like vision and purpose and destiny, and then someone sits you down and say, I see something about you. I know greatness when I see it. There's greatness inside of you. If you keep practicing what you're doing, you're going to become very good at it. You have a natural talent for it. So there is some greatness attached here. Now, greatness has to be trained and developed. If you keep training and developing, you're going to become great at this. Many years later, the young man became great. Went down in history as one of the greatest football players of all time. And when they asked him, how did it start? He started explaining how his mother would always tell him there was something great inside of him. And he said, then it left there, and my father said, I see greatness in you too. And my mother and father, they got around me, and they said, look, figure out what you want to do, and we got your back. We're there for you because we see there's something great about you, man. You're going to be someone great. And he said, and then the most powerful thing was my coach. I never forget the coach who said, I see you going to the NFL. I see you being a great walnut. I see you going down and up. You got it. If you stay disciplined, you keep your character right, and you keep training, you're going to go down as one of the greatest running backs ever in football. And when he received that title and that award, and they brought him to the MAC, he was being inducted as one of the greatest. He began to say, first, I'd like to start out giving thanks to a few people who have such dramatic impacts on my life. It would be wrong for me to receive this without acknowledging them, because I received an award from them that is far more greater than this award. They saw this when I didn't see it. They knew this when I didn't know it. So they gave me a treasure that is worth more than this statue I'm holding in my hand. I appreciate that thing, but I hold this statue up and say, this is for y'all. This is for what y'all did. This is for what y'all put in me. We did it. We did it together. Together we did it. Thank y'all for awakening and helping turn me toward the greatness inside of me. Thank y'all. Now I've reached that level. I'm at that pinnacle. I'm now being inducted into the Football League of Fame or Hall of Fame or whatever you want to call it. And I like to thank my mother, almost, who, when I felt like nothing, would always tell me, son, you're going to be great. And my dad, who told me, son, whatever you set your mind to, just believe in yourself and do it. Greatness don't look like much in the beginning, son, but if you keep going, if you keep going, if you believe in yourself, see, you must become great in your mind before you become great in life, son. See, you got to see yourself there before you get there, and then you got to work, son, hard to get there. But if you never let go and you hold on, you'll get there, because everybody don't become great because they are not willing, son, to put the time in. But if you know it's there and you put the time in and you work it, you will find greatness. These are the people he thinks. And then he talks about his coach. He said, my coach said, you're doing that wrong. And we're going to shake that up a little bit, and that's going to help you run faster. And he said, I thank my coach, because when I got to the coach, this coach, he groomed me for where I needed to go. I thank God for my high school coach who helped me. But right at the door to the NFL, there was a coach. And he said, you almost there, but we got to fine-tune some things, because now you got to change your strategy. You got to become professional. You got to become pro material. And that's where I come in. I'm going to take what you've already learned, and I'm going to enhance it and develop you for pro status. So I like to thank all of these people, because this is not just my trophy. This is the induction of them all, because all of their input, all of their information, all of their educating, all of their impacting of my life, all of their helping me change where I needed to change, all of their developing me and me, helping me develop what needed to be developed to bring up the greatness, all of their training, helping me train to be better, all of the equipping, helping equip me with the tools and the strategies and the things I needed to get where I needed to get. All of the inspiring words, all of the inspiring words and lessons and things they gave me. All of the motivating, all the motivating of my mother, the motivating of my father, and the coaches along the way, always motivating me. Even when I didn't feel my best, even when trouble was in my life, they motivated me to stay focused. All of this, all of the motivation, all of the empowering me. There were days when I felt like I couldn't do it. There were days when I felt like I couldn't go on. Even in I think about the teacher who empowered me. When I failed, I was failing. But I remember this teacher, and she said, you know what? I see greatness in you. I know it's hard. Just stay focused. I'm going to help you here. And once you get the root, you'll be able to do this thing, okay? Don't give up. Okay, it was an elf. Now, you need help, okay? I'm going to talk to your mom and dad about, see, can we work out and get a tutor or something here so that you can move forward. See, that's motivating. They motivated me. They didn't leave me. They didn't abandon me. They didn't reject me. They motivated me. Every child needs a motivator. Every child needs an informer. Every child need an educator. Every child need an impactor of their life. Every child need a change agent. Every youth boy needs someone to help them develop into what they're supposed to be. Every youth boy need a trainer, need to be trained. Every youth boy need equipping. He need to be equipped. Sometimes he don't have. Sometimes because of his situation, because of where he's coming from, he's missing a lot of the key importance, and he need to be equipped. Sometimes he's a little bit too arrogant, and sometimes he's a little bit too arrogant, and he needs to be equipped still with the right character. Because, see, one thing, you can have the gift, baby, but I've always said, gift without character is just a gift. That's right, youth boy. You can have a gift. You can be good at basketball. I mean, you can be good, but gift without the proper character is just a gift. But when you mix gift and character, when you take gift and you mix it with the right character, you get extraordinary. Oh, let me say that again. When you take gift and talents and mix it with the right character, you get an extraordinary individual. You get a gentleman. You get an extraordinary individual. See, you get someone who got the gift, who got the talent, and they know how to talk, and they know how to act, and they know how to carry themselves. They're humble. They're meek. They're compassionate. They're loving. They're easy to talk to. They know how to deal. They know how to operate. They know how to do it. Why? Because they mix the gift and the talents with the right character, and you get an extraordinary individual. Youth boy, you can be extraordinary if you mix gift with right character. But the youth boy needs equipping. He needs an inspirer. He needs someone to inspire him. He needs someone or something to keep him inspired. Positive. All of this is positive. What does the youth boy need? He needs a positive informer. He needs a positive educator about life. He needs a positive impactor. Somebody that will impact him in a positive way. He needs a positive change agent. Someone that would help him go after and change what needs to be changed. He needs a positive change agent. What does the youth boy need in his life? He needs a positive developer. Someone that will come along and help him develop the gift and the talents and the greatness that is inside of him. But he needs a positive developer. What else do we need? He needs a positive trainer, someone that is positive in training him to be better, to do better, to go after the greatness. He needs a positive equipper, someone who is positive in equipping him, not equipping him, not putting a gun in his hand and so good. Not a negative equipper who put a gun in his hand and say, go get your money, boy. Go out there and run them streets. Go out there and run them streets and get your money, boy. Take your gun to school and run the streets. That's a negative equipper. Put a gun in his hand and say, go to school, boy, and run the school. Go to school, boy. Go to the streets and run the streets. And this is a youth, just a boy, and he got a gun in his hand, but that negative equipper is telling him, you the man, you the man, you got the gun. They say something to you, put the gun in their face. Them boys at school say something to you, take the gun and put it in their face, say, what you gonna do, boy? See, but see, that's a negative equipper. And you don't need, Junior don't need a negative equipper. He need a positive equipper. What else do Junior need? He need a positive inspirer, someone to inspire him about life, someone to inspire him to walk more, to do more, to go after greatness. What else do Junior need? He needs a positive motivator, someone that will motivate him to get up and do something by himself, do something with himself, a positive motivator who said, Junior, don't play games all day long. Take that brilliant mind you got and put it to work, Junior. Why don't you invent something? Why don't you create something? Why don't you be something greater? Why don't you rise to the occasion, Junior? Hallelujah. He needs a positive motivator. He needs a positive empower. Someone that gives him positive empowerment, positive empowering session. Someone he can talk to that empowers him in a positive way. And what else do Junior need? He needs positive renewing. That's right. As he grows, he needs to be renewed. He needs a positive renewer. Someone that constantly renew in him the positiveness of life. Somebody that renews his faith, that renews in him the greatness, that renews in him his potential, his possibilities. Someone that renews in him that there's greatness inside of him. And then he needs a positive enricher. Someone who comes along and they are positive and they enriches his life. They broaden his horizon. They open up his spectrum. He sees things he's never saw. Someone that I take him on a trip and show him the world like he's never seen it. Someone that is positive. Someone, Junior ain't never been to a pro football game, but his friend's dad said, Junior, I want you to go with us, man. Go with us. I'm going to take you to the game. I want you to see the pro athlete. I heard you good in football, man. I'm going to take you, man. See, he need a positive. He needs positivity. He needs positive. He needs positive. He needs positive. He needs positive. But unfortunately, as a product of it myself, too many times our youth boys are around a whole lot of negativity. They're around a whole, and our black youth right now are suffering. And we got to stand up, man. We our fathers, we got to stand up. We got to stand up and we got to stand up and try to be as positive as we can with our sons. We got to be as positive as we can with our boys because they need positive informers, positive educators, positive impactors, positive change agents, positive gift developers, positive trainers, greatness trainers. Yeah, that's a matter to train them to say, look, boy, you don't get nowhere without training. Every job you get, you got to be trained. If you go to pro, you got to be trained. Even in high school, you got to be trained. Whatever team you join, you got to be trained. So, son, you got to be trained. You need to get that in your head, Junior. You don't do nothing in life without being trained. Whatever job you go to, Junior, you got to be trained. Whatever position you hold, you got to be trained. Whatever school you go to, you're going to receive training. Whatever you do in life, Junior, training is attached to it. So, Junior, you need to go ahead and set in your mind, Junior, that the part that training is a part of life. And you need to get a training mindset that as you go through this life, you're going to be trained in a variety of things. And that training is a part of it. Hallelujah. Yes, it is, Junior. Yes, it is. See, I'm talking about the positive informers, educators, impactors, change agents, gift developers, trainers, greatness trainers, gift trainers, equippers that equip him with the right character, with the right morals, with the right conduct, with the right attitude that equip him in greatness, how to walk in greatness, how to be a person of greatness, great inspirers, positive inspirers, positive role models, positive inspirers, yes, positive motivators, positive empowering agents, people that empower Junior, that when he get with him, he feel empowered, he feel like he can run around the whole world. He went inside and talked to Uncle Tom, and Uncle Tom empowered him so Junior felt so revolutionary. He felt so empowered. He lost his no quitting attitude. He lost his quitting attitude. He said, you know what? I love talking to Uncle Tom. Cause man, when I talk to Uncle Tom, man, I feel like I can go move a mountain when I get to talking to him. Man, he brings me from that attitude of quitting to I believe I can do anything. When I talk to Uncle Tom, man, I believe I can conquer the world when I get to talking to him. See, that's a positiveness that he needed. Our youth boys need these things in order to guide them along. If there is no positive baby, you can bet there will be negative. Both of them exist. So the question is, who and what has the most influence or has the most advantage in Junior's life? That's what you got to look at. That's what you got. Is the negative winning the battle with Junior? And you feel like you're losing your son because there is so much negativeness that There ain't enough positiveness. I'm Apostle Larry Barnes. I'd like to thank you for joining me here in the studios of LICICS Broadcasting Network, which is my coaching service, because I am a coach also. I love talking about life. Now, I have another show which deals with the kingdom, where I'm preaching and teaching because I'm an apostle, and I love the kingdom. I'm all about the kingdom, baby. It's all about the kingdom, but that's kingdom business. This here is life. I'm talking about life now. I'm talking about living life. I'm a life coach, and I'm talking about the issues of life. The Bible says out of the heart comes the issues of life, so that means we have to get understanding about life. Jesus said he came to bring life. He came to give life and give it more abundantly. But we're talking today about youth boys with this greatness inside of them, awakening it and getting junior on a positive track. Anybody you see that's great, there was positivity in their lives. The positive had to outweigh the negative. Anybody you see that is of great stature and potential, even though they might have had some negativity in their life, if you listen to them as they begin to talk, if they begin to get closer to the greatness, you will begin to see that there was more positiveness in their life because they had to overcome the negative. And how do I overcome the negatives in my life? I go to the positive. I overcome the negative, Junior, by doing more of the positive. When I let the negative be greater than the positive, then I do negative things. See? When the negative far outweighs the positive, then I do negative things, which produce terrible results. But when I allow the positive to be greater than the negative, it pushes me toward my greatness. It pushes me toward my destiny. It helps bring forth that greatness. This is Apostle Larry C. Barnes. Thank you for joining me here in the studios of LICICS Broadcasting Network. We've just finished up releasing Your Greatness Now for youth boys. This was a show for youth boys, releasing Your Greatness Now, because in junior there is still greatness, untapped potential. You better believe it. I don't care if junior is big, small, fat, short, or large. There is still greatness inside of Junior. I don't care if Junior got his pan pulled down and his hair twisted up in a little bit of plait. There is still greatness inside of Junior. I don't care if Junior got on glasses so thick, they so thick, he can't hardly see. You take them off, he run into the wall. There's still greatness inside of Junior. I don't care if Junior is a computer geek and he's so geeky, there's still greatness inside of Junior. No matter what shape, what form, how tall, how short, how big, how wide, there is still greatness inside of Junior. Somebody say, yes, there is greatness in my boy. He may be short, he may be fat, he might be tall. I can't stand them pants being pulled down and that hair twisted up. But when I look at him, I say, still greatness in that boy. I got to look past the hair and the pants and say, now how do I help bring forth that greatness that is inside of him, because there's greatness in Junior. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for joining me. Fathers, mothers, get your son today and look at him. Look him in the face and say, boy, there's greatness inside of you. And don't you waste it. Don't you waste it out here in this world. There is something great inside of you that the world is waiting on, boy. Boy, there's something great inside of you, and the world is waiting on it. Do you hear me, boy? Don't throw it away out here, wasting it on nothing. Tap into this greatness. Listen to me, boy. I'm looking at you. There is something the world is waiting for you to do. There is greatness inside of you. There is greatness inside of you. Untapped potential.